Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How's it feeling just to be out here this go-around? You didn't get the fans. You didn't get this experience last year.
Yeah, I didn't. Like in the training room on the way out, I was telling Trav, man, this is gonna be exciting. The first time that I was, you know, around fans was the Houston game. So this is, this was amazing for me, man. It bringing the energy and everything is great, man. I just wish we can interact with the fans, but other than that, man, it's been pretty good.
We figured you were used to practice with a lot of fans anyway back in your LSU days, right? I mean, those spring practices would be pretty big.
Yeah, sometimes, but Coach O was big on kind of keeping everything locked up and closed in. But, I mean, the times that we did have, you know, fan practices, I mean, it was probably close, but nowhere near like this. This is pretty crazy.
Coach O, I figured everybody who plays for him has an impression. Do you?
What'd you say?
You've never been asked that before, I'm sure. You were ready to roll with it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I get it. I get it a couple of times, but I mean, it's just the old Coach O thing, man. Everybody that crazy voice, bro. It's so distinctive.
We're talking to Clyde Edwards-Helaire here on 610 Sports Radio. We had you on, Clyde, right after you were drafted last year, and at that point in time, you told us, you know, you've got this nice garage. You're into cars and everything. So, what was the project this off season?
The project was my '69 Camaro. It's a RSSS convertible. It's a 427 LSX motor. But you know, that's kind of my pride and joy. That one. I have also a 1970 Chevelle. That I'm doing. It's a 454, and I also have my 1988 Monte Carlo that I'm doing.
Who's the other car guy on the team? I think Frank's kind of into cars too, right?
Yeah, Frank Sneed is Sneed kind of, you know, he's kind of working into it. Daryl's big in the kind of racing. You know, he has some fast cars, but other than that, I'm a big old school classic guy. You know, that's just my cup of tea.
Are you like full blown rebuilding it from ground up? Because like I got on vacation, had car trouble, and I changed a solenoid, and I was impressed by myself. That's an easy.
the Monte Carlo was frame off. The Camaro was frame off. Everything is ground up, man. That's like my first car. It didn't run or drive. So it was kind of just like I kind of got in the garage and got after it, and it was a Mustang GT, and it was kind of just like, you know, if you could fix it and go ahead, and I just kind of got into it.
Did someone just give it to you and said if you can fix it, or was it just like, I'm going to buy this cheap car that looks cooler, and I'll make it run?
When my biological father actually got out of prison, man, that was kind of like his thing. You know, he was in the cars, and the first thing he did was he got me my first one. So it was kind of sentimental to me. I still have it, but it's not in my top five right now.
How's it drive?
Oh, it drives good. I mean, it's for sale if anybody wants it.
We're talking to Clyde Edwards-Helaire here on 610 Sports Radio. I asked you, you know, having fans out here at camp is a different experience than you had a year ago. But for you, just on terms of on the field, does it feel different already? Are things slower for you here in year two already during camp?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, last year it was just leading up to it. It was kind of nothing. You know, everything was kind of just kept getting pushed back, and I was just kind of in the playbook, and everything was kind of virtual. But you know, it's better when you can actually have a year to actually go through everything. But then, man, I mean, I had a whole season. I'm bringing in the same, you know, pretty much the same group of guys, same quarterback, and same set of plays, you know, tweaks here and there because it's a new season. But other than that, everything's pretty much, you know, feeling good and slow.
What's the next step for you? A lot of people will look at when you were drafted and were excited about your ability to be involved in the passing game as well. You got a smile on your face right now. Do you feel like that's coming this year for you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, this is first practice, first group install. You know, we had a couple routes out of the backfield today, but, you know, we have some stuff coming in.
Patrick has talked a bunch about how happy he is about some of the changes in the offensive line. I think that's always we look at, because we go back to the Super Bowl and you see, you know, Patrick running around, trying to do whatever he can. But that impacts you too, right? I mean, I assume that when you see all these additions to the offensive line, you got to be really excited about
it. Oh yeah, most definitely, man. Every time we had an addition, you know, it was kind of just, you know, we have a big group message in the offense, man, and it was all electric. Every time we got somebody added in, I mean, it was exciting. And then, you know, just for me, man, you know, just the group as the offense, you know, you need help running the ball. You know, can't do everything by yourself. And I mean, it's the same thing for passing the ball. So, you know, as far as the skill position on the offensive side, man, we knew, you know, as soon as we got those guys coming in, we knew it was going to be some great news.
Clyde, some of the guys on the offensive line have talked about the attitude that Trey Smith is bringing, that Orlando Brown is bringing. Have you noticed that as well? It seems like they're both really nice guys. We've had a chance to talk to them. But then on the field, they kind of bring something maybe that the team hasn't had as much on the O-line in the past from an attitude standpoint.
Oh, yeah. Probably the nicest guys you know, in person you'll ever meet, man. But as soon as they throw that helmet on, it's a completely different ballpark. I mean, it's just – you know, it's a aggressive composure, you know, kind of how they work, man. It's they're kind of pinpointing everything that they need to do, and then once they kind of engage, I mean, I wouldn't want to be engaged with Orlando or Trey.
Well, they're on your side,
so
it's good.
I know, you know what I'm saying? But once they get the rolling, man, it's pretty good. It's pretty nice.
We said this is your first trip up to St. Joe's, so this is your first experience with fam. This is also your first time staying in the dorms and doing the whole thing. We know normally it's like, hey, who gave you advice to bring the mattress pad? I'm just curious, what are you watching on Netflix?
Man, right now, so yesterday I was watching 100 Humans. I don't know if anybody watched it on Netflix, but it's like, you know, they do the group of 100 Humans. They kind of just like do little scenarios or just different little – and just kind of, you know. And then before I went to sleep last night, I watched something on lumber, just trying to figure out why lumber's so high. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, trying to rebuild something right now, trying to build a house is absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, I'm big into stuff like that, just different little things, man. It kind of gets my mind off football, but – why not kind of, you know, spark your mind in something else and figure out what's going on in the world?
Build your own car, and you know, just build your own house.
Build your own car, build your own. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
just do it.
Once you know, if you can do it yourself, you save yourself a lot of money.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, appreciate you stopping by, man. Enjoy the rest of camp, and right. I know the fans excited to see you guys get out there some more throughout the next couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.